carrying Jesus. We picked him up in Guatemala. He had been hanging around a bustling artisan market in the old city of Antigua, who knows for how long. Obviously, he wasn't there to save them in 1773 when the great quake hit. He looked serene, not bored, but it was clear to me he needed a change of scenery, a new home, new company. I knew the place. He was heavy. I carried him a short way, then Bob, before Yvonne took the load on her back. She's a saint. She ended up carrying him all the way back to my place, the halfway house. The woman at the airport thought he was Abraham Lincoln, but even Abe was never that honest. He's sitting here now as I write, still serene, patient. In 3 weeks, I'll take him to his new home across the Atlantic, where my mother will say, "Oh, Bernard, he's beautiful." And then she'll set him down by the fireplace to keep her company during the long evening hours when the clock is ticking and an unfinished knitted scarf lies on her lap as she dozes.